Nice to have you along for this week's PM Sports Page, as it is now time to announce this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. And this young man has won it a few times in the past. It's Javonte Squires, a senior on the Lone Tree Lion boys basketball team. This week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week is Squires. Now holds two basketball records at Lone Tree. He broke the school's assist record back on January 27th versus Wapello. And just this last Thursday, he broke the school's career steals record. This is Squires' third Athlete of the Week honor. And we bring in Javonte, this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. And Javonte, thank you so much for the time. Congratulations on the honor. Now, the first time you and I sat down and talked, we talked a little bit about how important it was for you to own the school's assist record by the time your playing career is done. Now that you have it, how does it feel?
You know, it feels good that my guys are finishing and I'm able to find guys when they're open, creating shots for other guys. That feels good to know that I can do that for them.
I know that you took over the record from Jeff Spears, a former coach. Have you been in contact with him? What does he think of this?
You know, he gives me crap all the time, saying how he got it in 3 years and all that. And I still think it's pretty impressive how he was able to do that in 3 years, and it took me four. I mean, that just shows how good he was. I mean, he was averaging 11 assists a game his probably senior year, I bet.
As far as the steals record, what does that mean to you?
You know, it means I'm playing in defense, jumping in passing lanes, able to steal passes and tip up on defense and get some steals that way.
You've been a four-year starter for the Lions, meaning you've played in a lot of games against a lot of great athletes. Wanted to ask, who's been the guy you've liked playing against the most, and who is the toughest player you've faced on the court?
Oh, I have no idea. There's been so many, it's hard to even tell you who's been the toughest and who I like playing against. It's, you know, it's really hard to say right now.
You've led Lone Tree to the district final 3 years in a row now. How much does experience factor into a postseason run, and what type of goals do you have for this year?
I think experience is probably a big key. It gets the jitters out for sure. Being there three times, you kind of tend to see the jitters go away each time you're there, but, you know, you still get some. For this postseason, you know, we're going to focus each game at a time. We can't think about the next game, think about district finals. It's been there three times. No, we got to think about the first game, then the second, then the third, and we'll worry from there before we start worrying about anything else.
Javonte Squires, a senior on the Lone Tree Lion boys basketball team, joins us today on the PM Sports Page, AMFMKCII. Now, we're at the question, Javonte, about core values as Hedge Above Lawn Care talks a lot about them: quality, respect, honesty, dependability. You've talked about responsibility before and wanted to talk about how responsibility helps you out on the basketball floor.
Just being responsible with the ball. I mean, turnover, it's got to be down on for me and my teammates, letting them know that when they make a turnover, where to see it next time so we can drop that rate. Each quarter, knowing where our turnover is and making sure we get those situations figured out so we're responsible with the ball and not turning it over as much.
Now, I know your athletic talents have garnered some attention from multiple schools in multiple different sports. So, wanted to ask, are you interested in playing sports in college, and have you leaned towards one sport over the other?
I have not leaned to either sport as of right now. You know, I'm still interested in playing college sports, but, you know, it's still up in the air right now as track season is yet to roll around.
Got a couple fun questions for you, Javonte, before I let you go. If you could spend the afternoon with one person, living or dead, who would that person be, and what's one question you'd ask them?
Westbrook. I'd ask him how he was able to jump so high and be so explosive.
If you inherited $1 million today, what would be the first purchase you'd make?
Shoes, that's for sure. Buy a lot of shoes with that money. Mom would probably be mad, but I want shoes.
If you could jump into a time machine, what decade or era would you like to go back and explore?
I kind of like this decade and stuff like that. I mean, it's the only one I've been in, so I can't really say much about it. I've enjoyed it so far. Nothing I've hated about it. So, yeah.
As far as goals that you have for the rest of your senior year, what would you like to accomplish both academically and athletically?
Athletically, I'd like to get another championship, probably in long jump, and take a few more guys at the state track and hopefully make it in basketball and baseball, of course, if those are coming up. Academically, you know, just like to get through the year with good grades, stay above a B+, you know, that's for sure.
Javonte Squires, this is the third time he's been our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week, the new career record holder for assists and steals at Lone Tree High School, as he joins us this week on the PM Sports Page, AMFMKCII. Javonte, always great to talk with you, and good luck with the rest of your senior year.
Yeah, thank you so much.
The KCII Athlete of the Week is presented on the PM Sports page by Hedge Above Lawn Care and Landscaping of Wapello. We'll come back and let you know about our upcoming sports broadcasting schedule and this week in sports and wrap up this week's show. You're listening to the PM Sports page on KCII.